As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.
Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Monday, January 4th. The first thing you need to know is that Steph Curry had a career high 62 points versus Portland on Sunday. His previous career high was 54, and I love the answer he gave on the broadcast after the game when he was asked, "Did you know how many points you had while you were playing the game?"
"Of course."
"Of course," was his answer. Didn't bat an eye. "Yeah, I was going for it." And that's what Warriors fans want from Steph Curry. Especially since Klay Thompson went down with the Achilles injury, they've wanted Steph to shoot and shoot and put the team on his back. And he's done that, bringing them back to a respectable 3-3 record after a pretty slow start to the season. What a show he put on. Another guy putting on a show is Jaylen Brown of the Celtics, and it's veering into historic territory. He's tied for 6th in the NBA at 28 points per game. That's not the historic part. It's like he never misses, which would be very historic. He had 31 points on 13 of 16 shooting Sunday versus Detroit, and is shooting 59.8% from the field this season. 6 out of 10 shots from the floor for a wing is ridiculous. His field goal percentage is 12th best in the NBA. 10 of the 11 guys ahead of him are bigs, expected, and the other is Sterling Brown, who is bound to come back to earth. He's a guard that just hasn't shot much this season. Golden State and Portland played twice in a row this weekend, as did Detroit and Boston. These two-game baseball-like series are a result of COVID-19. Same two teams play twice in a row, a couple days apart in the same city to reduce travel. And I think this kink in the new scheduling is here to stay. Teams are fresh. The 8 series we have seen so far have been really, really fun. There's little adjustments in between the two teams. They start to dislike each other. I think this kink is here to stay. Like Steph is known to do, LeBron James hit a logo 3 in a win over the Grizzlies on Sunday. Given, admittedly, the throwback Grizzlies logo at center court honoring their Vancouver days is huge. It's oversized. LeBron hit it from the bear claw, so the term logo shot can be misleading. But just like Steph, I'm trying to appreciate one of the best that has ever done it while he's still playing. Bron turned 36 last week and will likely go down as the NBA's all-time leader in points scored. It's amazing to say. Although, as our Trey Kirby likes to point out, Bron's best attribute is his passing. Of course, just like many say. The Brooklyn Nets have come back to earth. When the new-look squad led by Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant started this season 2-0, many fans and pundits alike were already putting them in the NBA Finals. I was on Toronto radio after their first victory of the season, and the host was already saying they're the Eastern Conference champs, undoubtedly.
And I will be very surprised if those two teams aren't meeting in the finals.
Sorry to call you out, Joey Vendetta, but since the Nets have come back to earth, they've lost 4 of 5 since starting 2-0, including a loss to Washington on Sunday. The last 3 games, they've given up 141 points, 114, and 123. Rebounding problems, turnover problems, but they almost won. That's how good they are. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving had shots to beat Washington on Sunday. It was really fun to watch Durant up against his old teammate, Russell Westbrook, just a few years older than their OKC days. 2 Chicago Bulls have contracted COVID-19. Bulls head coach Billy Donovan revealed that Tomas Satoransky and Chandler Hutchison have the virus. And that's in addition to two other Bulls, Lauri Markkanen and Ryan Arcidiacono, who are sitting games because of contact tracing. The league is taking the virus extremely seriously. Several players around the league are sitting because of who they've come in contact with. And that's the reason the league increased the number of active players per team to 15 from 13. So with four players out, the Bulls aren't in danger of having one of their games postponed. Just a side note, only one game has been postponed because of the virus so far this season, a Houston OKC game. In fact, the Bulls played without those guys on Sunday versus Dallas, and this game isn't particularly noteworthy, but Luka Doncic's absence was. He sat with a thigh contusion. His play has been notable for the wrong reasons early this year. Although his counting stats are good, that's how good he is, 24 points, 7.5 rebounds, 6.5 assists, he's shooting 16% from three. 16, not 60, 1-6. I wonder if the Mavs sitting him is also due to him trying to get back in shape. Luka has acknowledged his conditioning isn't up to snuff after entering camp overweight, and the Mavs did keep Dirk Nowitzki out of games in 2012 to get him into better shape while also dealing with his injuries. Dallas was open about Dirk's conditioning problems back then, although they haven't said a thing regarding Luka's. Kristaps Porzingis remains out, so Dallas is relying heavily on the 20-year-old Luka Doncic. The Mavs are now 2-4 after losing to Chicago on Sunday. Luka's status unknown for Monday's game versus Houston. Some sad news. Hall of Famer Paul Westphal has died after a battle with brain cancer. He won a championship as a young player with the Boston Celtics, then went on to star for the Phoenix Suns. Hall of Fame career, 5-time All-Star, 4-time All-NBA player. Then went on to coach the Phoenix Suns to an NBA Finals that Charles Barkley-led team in the early 90s. Paul Westphal was 70 years old. Our condolences to the Westphal family. And last thing, the Rockets' James Harden has still not been traded. Okay, not news, but when he was a late scratch on Saturday, it felt like he was being shipped out of Houston. I also just wanted to mention that game because Houston's John Wall looked very good in his second game in 2 years, scoring 28 for the Rockets. You'll be sure to get an emergency No Dunks podcast if and when Harden is moved. He's questionable versus Dallas. That is what you need to know in the NBA. If you want more, check out the No Dunks full-length daily show for Monday. I will be back with you tomorrow to give you the goods as fast as I possibly can. I'll talk to you then.